Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And Friday night when I was out at the pool hall, I was asked by a young person what my favorite movie was. You know, it's a question that is really simple. You know, we were talking about Netflix and what I had been doing. And I said, you know, I've been watching Netflix, binge watching The Guardian with Simon Baker, which I didn't find really attractive. But, yeah, I think I don't normally, like blondes. I did when I was younger. But Simon Baker, yeah, he can wear a suit. But anyway, and then I started watching Narcos, which is about Pablo Escobar. Yes, Pablito. And back in the 80s when he started, trafficking cocaine. And I was just thinking about that and the creativity of, drug smuggling and how much it has evolved now, where they're using submarines and, you name it, coffee, fabric softener, petrol, anything that will, mask the smell of, they're doing it. Anyway, I don't want to go into that. Anyway. Back to asking about my favorite movie. The one movie that popped into my head was The Titanic. Not being my favorite movie, but the movie I just can't stand watching. I can't stand listening to the song. I can't stand the whole... it's one movie that to me equates nails on chalkboard. And I was thinking, wow, what is my favorite movie? Oh, I have so many of them. But I couldn't narrow one down. Well, then I was asking this young gentleman. The bartender and I, we were talking about Dog Day Afternoon with Al Pacino. And I can't remember Fredo. That's all I can think of. The dude made 5 movies and poor thing died of lung cancer, I think. He was Fredo in The Godfather. And he was dating Meryl Streep, I think. And they were in a movie together, I think. Maybe it was it Dog Day? No. But anyway, we were talking about that movie and I said, wow, I remember seeing that movie with my dad. And my father, being who he is, and I went to see movies like Dirty Harry. My first rated R movie, I think, was... I remember going to the theater to see The Enforcer. And that was my first... And I wasn't even of age, but my dad took me to go see movies that he wanted to go see. He was a big Clint Eastwood fan, Charles Bronson. I always describe my dad as Clint Eastwood, Charles Bronson, and Walter Matthau rolled into one. He has like the sense of humor of Walter Matthau, just the sarcastic, witty, not really kind of dry, but and being the old school police officer, where they kind of got away with a lot of stuff. But we went and saw The Enforcer and Death Wish. Not Westerns. My mother was into Westerns. The Magnificent Seven, The Wild Bunch. And my mom and dad both, that song, Breakfast at Tiffany's, the one thing in common, that's what we got, is my parents. That's all they had was movies. So if that's all you got, I see your marriage not working out. But anyway, that's my opinion. And then I was thinking all these movies, but I was talking to this dude and I said, yeah, Fredo. I don't remember his name, but he was in The Godfather. And the guy says, The Godfather? I said, yeah, you know, Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Robert Duvall. You've never seen The Godfather? No. And I'm like, where are you from? What planet are you on? It's one of those, and I've heard it several times, all of life's answers are in the movies from the Godfather trilogy. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll have to see those. Yeah, you think? And I remember my beloved making the man-child watch Blazing Saddles and The Bridge Over the River Kwai. And, oh, I forgot which other ones. John Wayne movies. And so when he went to school, he's high school. The teachers are like, how do you know this stuff? And he's like, my dad made me watch these movies. I made him watch movies like Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair. And we watched Godfather Marathon, the Star Wars Marathon, Lord of the Rings. Didn't do the Harry Potter stuff so much. But I still couldn't narrow it down to a favorite movie. I used to love Pretty Woman. I could watch it over and over. And I haven't watched it in a really long time. Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley and Matthew, whatever his name is, I can watch that over and over again. Keira Knightley would be my woman celebrity crush. I just, for whatever reason, I just think she's really, really pretty. Kind of like that Audrey Hepburn aura she's got going on. But I still can't narrow it down to my favorite movie. I've seen tons of movies. Movies like that I wanted to see just because they were so bad. I remember Terminator when that came out and it was so dark and gray, and I thought to myself, this is gonna be something. And my husband at the time is like, oh, this sucks. And I'm like, no, seriously, it's gonna be something. I just know it. Terminator 2 comes out, and my man child, that is his movie. We even got the fat boy for him because that is his movie. He dressed as Terminator one Halloween. I remember gluing, I forgot what the skin glue is called, but like crunched up foil paper so it looks like on his face, so it looks like part of this, you know, the skin is missing. But what's my favorite movie? I have no idea. None. Gosh. I can just name off movies that come to my head. One movie that I've been wanting to see for a long time and I can never, ever, ever, ever find it is El Cid with Charlton Heston. But anyway, that is the topic for Movie Monday. Movies! So what do you think? What do you got? If you could make a sequel to a movie, what would it be? What sequel would you make, and how would it tie into the original? What about sequels? What's your opinion on those? Laterness, people.